I still don't hear myself, but it's cool. I mean,
you sure?
I'm positive.
We'll but you see right. yourself recording in the
wavelength? I see myself recording. That's all that matters. All right. As long as the people out there can hear me, I'm valid.
Loud and clear.
All I'm saying is, hold on. I just got a news break. Oh, a McDonald's employee says she prepared a 64,000 item order that came out to $7,000 in a viral TikTok.
Why did she do that?
You got to be really high.
Yeah,
so I got to see. Wait. I got to click on this. About how many Big Macs would you like order?
That's a lot of fucking.
Let me see.
Seal meat. You know what I mean?
It says Curtis said.
Curtis, my guy.
Brittany Curtis posted a viral TikTok video on November 10, showing a $7,000 order from McDonald's. Curtis said that the order was placed by a local prison that regularly does business with the restaurant. According to Curtis, McDonald's staff only had 4 hours to prepare the meal.
Oh, they go to prison? Or they stay in there with the meal?
I'm trying to see if they. Of course, this was fucking in Atlanta.
God, yo, come on, man, you gotta stay away from that police for a little bit.
Perry, Georgia.
Perry?
Yeah, Georgia. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Everything's 20 minutes outside of downtown Atlanta. Perry, Georgia. That's disgusting.
It said the McDonald's is located near the Houston County Detention Center.
So the kids get good food? So the kids, why wouldn't I want to get locked up as a kid? Yeah, let me go.
What the
get,
fuck is our tax dollars going to? I can't even fucking afford McDonald's.
$7,000, bro?
Of cheese?
Bro, for about $2,000, I can get you unlimited oodles and noodles. Fuck out of here.
Let me see. Curtis also mentioned, I don't know why we're fucking reporters, but this is why this podcast thrives.
This is good.
Curtis also mentioned that she had to take multiple transactions of $500 when taking the order, and employees track the items by counting them 20 by 20.
What kind of ghetto shit is going on here?
In the comments, Curtis said the prison paid for the food up front. We do business with them a lot. They're very credible. It's usually never such short notice, though. I guess, ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Oh, my God. Yo, before we officially start this shit, can
I tell wait. Boxes were filled with McChicken and McDouble sandwich. You imagine $64,000 of just dollar menu shit?
Dollar menu shit, bro.
That's crazy.
They had four. I'm going home after that 4 hours. Lick my fucking butt.
Wait. There's more. 1,600 McChicken sandwiches, 1,600 McDoubles, and 3,200 cookies.
Cookies. No nuggets? You guys are fucking blasphemous.
Nah.
Fucking assholes.
Imagine they count each nugget as an item.
Oh my God. 6 million nuggets, one at a fucking time.
So before we start the show, what?
All right. So speaking of quantities of food, this is actually a prank. Shout out to my cousin B, our family B, right? So he had these two dudes that lived across the street.
Oh, you know, me and Brian had a prank war, right?
This had to be a part of it.
This had it probably in the same timeline, because you're talking about we were young, right?
When he sent 10 pizzas to the neighbor's house.
Bro, Brian one day sent fucking pizza to my school.
Y'all wilding.
And had Mr. Strine under his name.
This is when B went to a Catholic school, right? So yes. He got bougie on us and went to a Catholic school?
Yeah, and then like, because I sent flowers to this nigga's house one day.
Yo.
And this nigga sent mad pizza to Cordero. And then Mr. Strine was like, well, I guess we're having a pizza party. And I was like, Brian's the fucking man.
Mr. Strine is a man too. Well, looks like we're having a pizza. Carry on. Shout out to him,
this episode.
He's a legend, though. Shout out to him,
though. He had a fucking street named after him, too.
Really? Where?
Cordero.
That street is named after him? He's an official legend.
He's the only person on Harley Davidson that I know is not racist.
Yo. And we listen to him consistently.
Yeah.
Whoever disrespected that man?
Nobody, man.
Nobody. That's like Chuck Norris mixed with Steven Seagal, bro.
I think he could act better than Chuck Norris.
Chuck Seagal.
Yeah. Chuck Siegel.
Chuck Siegel.
So we're gonna start the show?
Yeah, we might as well.
All right, man.
Yo, what is that? Is that your laptop again?
It is my laptop.
Yo, cool. I need somebody can y'all hear this
they
shit?
They don't hear that.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, wait. I just had it. Just cause I heard the freestyle in the background, I had to play the original version.
It makes me want to throw my phone after I see my friends at school.
I give up on fantasy.
How dare you score 60 points?
Who, me?
No, me.
Oh.
What were you doing?
I give up.
I had five.
I'm like one in like nine.
Debo Samuel better give me some rip.
You can't stop it. Block it. When I drop
this
it.
Anytime song.
I go rhyme for rhyme on a topic.
What you know about this guy?
Ain't even fit to step in Shaq's arena. I look inside your mind and I see your
platinum. This is the platinum seller, Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh,
no matter how they try, I fly as
Eloquaz. New
edition. Yeah. York Towers.
Last night in the daytime, you couldn't see
what you know about Chalet.
I crash flights on sights of my enemy. I'm coming through and then I'm on your
fucking god, man. This is a hard ass beat. I'm about to low key one day like freestyle to this shit for no reason.
It's got a Jay-Z feel to
it. It does. Biggie's on this.
Classic.
I'm about to mind let this shit whole rock because technically this is not even on album.
Sure.
I'm positive because this is not even on Apple Music. Just so, you know what them 90s bitches be singing like this?
They look like Salt and Pepper.
They like Pam. I'll blow up cobwebs off the city.
Back at it.
No, no, no.
To act legends and figures, cream blizzards, cream coochies. I do my duty as long as they fly as me and high as me. Success of my circle, try to bring it, I hurt you. Ain't no getting out that, I doubt that. We want the exotic, erotic ladies, not the toxic ladies that burn a lot. I learned a lot from junkies to ruffians, from being tied up by Colombians. Cause they grand was misdirected, had to change my position from wanting to be large to hit the charge. My garage called it C-Lo. 4, 5, 6 pennies by the mixes.
Yeah.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Smoke out with Leo, Ziggy Tarantino. Sounds like a sumo, Frank White, numero uno. Can't stop, won't stop. Can't stop, won't stop.
Shit.
This is good. Makes me want to rip the roof off of my car and drive in warm weather.
I don't want to rip anything else in my car.
I have a funny video of.
You ripping
me, Fat Kev, and Scheist, and Kev's Sebring. Yo, you know we know we're all over 6 feet, right?
Yes, a Sebring is a nasty car for a 6 footer.
And
it's anything 6 feet plus.
Nigga, I'm spread across the back seat like I sit on the couch.
My couch.
Yeah, I'm always in the back.
My couch isn't even 6 feet.
I'm always like this in the back seat, and Scheist was on Stevens, and I think my lights were suspended at the time. And Scheist wasn't driving at the time. I don't think he got his car yet. And Kev is bringing us home. And we can't fit in the car if the top is up. So this nigga, and it's freezing outside. I got the fucking video. It was like now. It was freezing outside. And the top was down. And I'm in the back of the car saying, top down in the winter. That's what winters do. I have the video right here so you can see it. It don't exist if I don't have visuals. But we couldn't fit in the car. We're too tall.
$6,400 of
McDonald's.
Yeah,
I'm down for that, bro. Shit on myself.
Yo, how niggas in jail eating better than us?
That's the problem. Look, speaking of that, there's a jail cell for rent. All you gotta do is
that's
act
gonna
the
be
fuck
me because my rent don't keep fucking going through.
All you gotta do is act
yo,
up.
Yo,
room for
I fucking
sale.
Hate this place, bro.
Don't worry.
I fucking hate this place.
Better things are on the horizon.
I fucking hope so. Introduce yourself.
I am Shane Timberlake.
That's it?
A.K.A. I haven't been getting that off the rebound, so I'm not D-Rod this week.
Not this week. Soon, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Soon. You ready for it?
Yeah, play it. You want me to plug this in? Yeah, plug this in.
All right, so this is audio from a video. Of three dudes over 6 feet in the Sebring, and because I'm so tall, it can't go up in the back. So, here we go.
Kev, what do you mean?
Put the volume up.
Top down. And the winner. That's what winners do.
Can you hear it?
That is disgusting. Wow. Why are you by my house?
No
your house.
Oh, yo, we look like a fucking the starting players from a fucking football team, and we're in a Sebring. And because
that
I'm in the back seat.
That is a disgusting car.
It was gold and had the cloth.
I figure it was like
I think
the
they're
dice.
All gold. I don't think they ever made it another color.
With plastic dice in the front?
No. I don't think they ever made a Sebring in another color.
Shit got snake eyes in the front.
They made the Sebring and said, just gold. Fuck it. Just gold.
They dipped that shit in like plastic gold.
Yo, I'm going to put
like
that video.
Coat.
Put that video on the No Cosell Podcast Instagram, yo. I'm gonna put it on there right now.
Do it. We haven't posted there in like months.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, man.
It's my responsibility.
You know who the fuck this is. That last week,
Tits Madison,
was a week.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go into our little chart here because this is the most listened to and downloaded episode of our existence.
Growth.
So, no. I mean, I think people like to see a car crash unravel.
No, but it's in real time. No, but check this out. Wait, you're right.
Let me get the round of applause cued.
It's growth, though.
It is.
Mentally, all that.
Round of applause to us for dealing with a car crash in real time.
Sorry, I'm in the car with you, bro.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I'm in the Sebring with you.
Oh, who's in the Sebring? That might be the cover art. We got to find a gold Sebring.
Yes. Disgusting. I'm going to find it right now.
Yes. So while you do that, I'm going to find the amount of listeners that listen to pretty much just all podcasts that we've, because we had an influx. What happened is people listen to one episode that probably like, never. Why did I see that first image? It's disgusting.
Who spray painted that shit?
Yo, that shit looked like disgusting.
Wait, it was a cloth top convertible though.
Oh my God. That's filth. Pure filth.
Yo, it was this one right here, but old as hell. Yo, that.
Yeah, just send it. But you gotta find a one that looked like it was in a junkyard.
I gotta find a used one, yo. Yeah, man. It was this one. It might be, that might be Fat Kev's.
Yo,
that shit was look, and she in the back. It's impossible. My head was like where that piece, where the hinge was at.
Yo,
so probably would have ripped my.
You
fucking
like Dino
head off
from Flintstones when he just poked his head out when they got to the drive-thru?
Shice had a black hoodie on. Kev was like
a black hoodie.
Yo, it was like, yo, what the fuck is going on right now?
Yeah, man, that was filth.
Good times.
Yeah, bro, this was a week. I think people loved the last episode. I was like, oh, let me see what these guys have to offer. So I just want to give a shout out to all the listeners from across, you know, all the places that we had this week. Let me see as this slowly loads. Even today, we had like two listeners today. Look at that. Look at God.
You're still listening, huh?
Yeah, man. People love, they probably played that shit like 10 times and like laughed.
That's funny. Fucking laughing.
I'm trying to get this shit to fucking load so I could give a roll call for all our
Can this be the cover and I can draw stick figures in the
Yeah, fucking... yeah, just do that. Send that shit. For real. So look, we've had listeners in Russia. Yeah, man, shout out to whoever the fuck is listening in Moscow.
Appreciate y'all. It's
I'm
cold
pretty sure was it Putin lives there, right?
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's letting y'all niggas listen to us.
He might be listening to it.
Yo, shout out to my nigga Putin.
Nah, hell no. Ain't nobody don't fucking know Putin. That motherfucker, man.
He probably listening. He's probably the one that listened.
That motherfucker's evil.
He's the one that probably listened because he's
filthy
like...
Filthy Americans.
That's why, because a filthy American is like literally like...
I love your despair. Get the fuck out of here. Every time I hear Putin, I think of the dude Dastardly from the fucking cartoon where they're always racing each other. That's a fire cartoon, by the way. Where they're trying to kill each other constantly when they're racing. Him. Yeah. They got the fucking... I can't even fucking...
I always think of fucking Ivan Drago.
You know what? You're right. That's more...
If he dies, he dies. That's literally me. If I die, I die. Drago would have been very happy.
We say that in a gym.
Yes. But shout out to my nigga Putin.
Oh, man.
Or Drago. Fuck Dolph Lundgren.
He's an evil man.
Yeah, man. Then we had some listeners in Canada. Hey. In Ontario.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Shout out to y'all. Hey.
Hey. I'm dying to go there.
Hey. You have to just say hey after everything.
Hey there, hey.
Yeah, man.
Oh, they eat. Good. Here's the irony. They eat poutine.
Ooh.
Putin. Poutine.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I've been eating.
I don't want to fucking know that.
I'm going to tell you after like this. Yeah, it's terrible. I'm going to ask you a serious question after I give the roll call.
Right.
I feel like we need to give roll calls if we're going to continue to get real listeners so they can know that I see them seeing me, seeing you seeing me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so shout out to New York.
All right.
With our
Across the water.
Look at me. This is what New York sounds like.
This is what New York City. New York, let's be clear.
Man. Lake Mary, I don't know where the fuck that is.
You should go there.
Yeah. Bayonne.
All right there, Bayonne.
Every time I go there, I get pulled over.
A lot of people have a story about
Bayonne. I fucking hate Bayonne.
I go during the day and I get out before the
I know night. Who listened to and from Bayonne. And I appreciate you.
Who was it?
Oh, my mom, my man Floyd. That is my brother.
Floyd, my guy.
Yes, my former co-host.
Funny dude,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's one of the goats. Duluth. I know exactly who listened from there.
Who the I know Duluth Trading Underwear. Like, what else?
No. You know who you are. I'll just leave it at that.
Damn it.
Yeah.
First initial?
J. I like how we just have pure silence on a,
man,
on a podcast. Slow.
I'm like, my mouth is wide open.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you off the air.
All right.
Jersey City.
Us.
Oh, look at us. We probably listen to our own shit.
I listened to it this week. I'm not going to lie. I listened to it.
Newark. Look at that.
I know.
At the Chalet Towers.
I know. A good 50 to 60 people.
Yeah, man. Ashburn.
Oh,
that's probably me.
Ashburn. Yes. Your own town.
Yes. I have an Ashburn.
The Ashburn.
Fort Lee. I know. Listen from there as well.
See, you know.
Shout out to my other old co-host, JR. You are appreciated.
He's from Fort Lee?
No, but he lives in that area. Yeah, I can't just be giving out people's addresses.
No, of course not.
Unknown. Shout out to Unknown because
that's Camden. They don't register. No,
Asheville. Again.
Another one.
Me.
What's going on, bro?
I'm everywhere. My name is everywhere. Shout out to Dallas because, you know, everything is bigger in Texas. I have no idea who listened.
In the heart of Texas.
Yeah, man.
Hey, maybe my homegirl Taylor May.
Ooh.
Because I remember when I went out, when I first went out there to go help with the F-45s.
Yeah.
She didn't get her t-shirt. But
who got their t-shirts?
She didn't get her t-shirt.
I'm saying, if she answers this question.
Yeah, if you can tell me, fuck.
If you can tell me how many people could fit in a gold Sebring.
You can get a fucking exclusive. One of a kind. There's only like 7 of them left.
We had 12. You gave some away?
No, I just like making them stupid numbers.
Okay.
Out of nowhere. Yeah.
All right, well, shout out to Dallas. Four Corners. Not to be confused with Five Corners, that's not too far from here.
That's what I was about to say. Like, who the fuck is...
I don't know. Shout out to Livingston. I don't know who the fuck is out there.
Livingston, New Jersey.
Yes.
I might.
Oshawa. I don't know where that is either.
Not sure.
Pickerington. I don't know where the fuck that is either.
Is that New Jersey? Excuse me.
I don't know.
I just had dinner.
I don't even know. That's why. Piscataway. I know who listened there.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to Meek.
Shit. Meek's in Piscataway?
He's in Plainfield, but Piscataway, it's all the same shit.
I didn't know that.
Because we have Plainfield as well. So one of the two.
So he was sitting in a cafe, literally combining the towns?
Yes. And Richardson. I don't know who the fuck is Richardson, but
thank you, Richardson.
Thank you all for listening and seeing my demise. Rival in real time.
No, nigga, this is your fucking this is the rise of a king. Is this your king?
Yes. Do you have any story time? Do I need any lumber or do we just get to the shits?
Let me see. Story time. Well, no, I mean, it's hip hop news, man, and I hate to see it.
You want hip hop news? Because I have a story and it's gonna I'll let you go first. Let me just find the lumber here. Because, you know, we don't have AC this week because it's actually cold in here now.
Hey, and the pigeons aren't fucking with us.
Yet. Oh, maybe they flew to Florida now.
Let me find out. You be out here like this with fucking pieces of cashews and shit.
Nah.
Devin. You give him names. Devin. Ron.
Ron. That's a filthy name.
Hey, Ron.
Bro, you remember the pigeons from Animaniacs?
Yes, bro.
Yes, it could probably be one of them.
Yo, I don't... Oh, speaking of Ron, there's a show I used to watch named Testies. Yeah, nigga. Me and B, and the dude name is Ron. Really quick. So there's an episode. There's these guys that live in this apartment together, and in order to pay rent, they're part of this company called Testico. So whenever they bring something
out. I love this show.
Yo, you know what? You have to see it. It's hard to find because it's so crazy. So they get this episode where something made this dude numb. And in his head, he's yelling at the dude, right? So the dude's like, he has on rock and roll music, and it's like this. And the guy's like, yo, blink twice if you want me to turn it up or lower it. And something gets in his fucking eye. So now he's cranking fucking heavy metal. And he's like, Ron, Ron, Ron. Yo, you got to hit, yo. But me and B used to watch it.
Before we continue to go to story mode, do you have any word association for Brian today? Because people were telling me that they liked word association.
Like, yo, B, if I say a name, they like that shit? Yeah. I can hit him up and say Brian Testes.
Yeah, let's call him now.
I hope he says Ron. All right, I hope he says Ron. Yo, B, don't let me down, yo.
Let's see if this is
he had a random fucking...
Yeah.
You know, when he pick up, you know he has somebody else.
Yeah. Let's see.
He's like this in the house with somebody other kid.
Hey, yeah.
Let's see. He should know. He said he was going to come here this week.
He's been saying that for a while.
I know. I called him out on his shit. Come on. Please, this nigga never please, wants please. To pick up. Anyway, yes. We have action.
Yo, B.
Oh.
Yo, real quick.
We're playing another game. Right, I'm going to say a word. You got to get the right answer.
So remember last week I said... And you were like, I said Jamie Kennedy, and you said her name? And you said that. All right, so here's another association. I'm going to say one word, and I need one response. What word? What word comes to your mind? What did somebody black out and say on the show when you hear this shit? All right, ready? The show Testes.
Ron.
Yes.
We got it. Yes.
You're the fucking man.
I'm trying to find the show. It's like illegal in every country, bro. This shit. Yo, it might be on dying, excuse me. It might be on Hulu.
Oh,
remember
man.
That shit, bro? Ron. Ron. Yo, where you at, by the way?
No.
Oh, alright. It's not even the fucking bathroom, man. But yo, thank you, bro.
Yo, when are you coming to do the show?
Whenever. Stop. It's like, man. In the Monday, Sunday, Monday night, whole day.
Nah, we've been doing Monday nights.
I'm coming next Monday.
All right, bro.
Yo, B, you're the fucking man, yo. Holy shit. Thank God. I'm going to see if it's
tell
on
people
here
where
right
to
now.
Follow you.
They don't even know my Instagram. Lobby 34.
There you go.
Nigga, they took it off, yo.
Oh.
Come on, motherfucker. Let me be great.
Well, there you go. I'll call you back.
All right.
Yo, come on, bro. I'm about to buy that shit on DVD.
Let's get story time tell going.
Fuck, man.
Keep us in the loop, man. What happened to you this week?
This week was very, very calm. Nothing out of the ordinary. Pretty few good nights at AJ's during the week. Made some good money.
There you go.
Hold on, let me connect YouTube on TV. No,
no, don't do that, please.
Yeah,
don't
trust me. You don't want to see what the hell I watch, bro. It's about to look. But yeah, man. I have nothing. I went to a new gym.
Yeah, so it was good content. I finally got unblocked, so I got to actually like and comment.
See, good. Yeah. I noticed you always show love, but do you see the camera quality though?
Yes.
Finally, have the aperture and everything right. So now, I actually offer that video again, like 7-8, because people. A lot of the females are starting to repost, and a lot of their friends are like, they're loving the video. They want to see where I train at, which is really cool. So,
yeah, you do enough of that, you can do partnerships with, I mean, outside of the gym that you already work at, but like,
yeah, they know. Trust me, a lot of people ask me if I do one-on-one training, because how I care for it during group settings. But it just has to be a perfect situation. That
has to make sense.
They got to have a home gym or something. Because I'm not getting no fucking new membership. Every time I train in the gym, I get called out. Because first of all, I'm bright and I'm tall as fuck. And I know what I'm doing. Hey, you have to hinge at the hip. You're fucking training. I'm like, oh, shit. All right, bye. I almost got to this lady embarrassed me at Blink, man.
Really?
Yeah, and I actually worked right after that. We're really cool. She's a tall Polish lady. And she was my boy Jay Vaughn that owns that 45.
Yeah.
So she came for like 2 weeks to get the books right. But I was in Blink, and I used to train these two girls, Bill Keese, and I forgot. Oh, man, how can I forget these names? Don't kill me if you ever hear this. But I used to train two girls. First of all, there was an older black lady there, and I hated her house mentality. She was like, how come I never see you training? I was like, yo. She was like an old school ass, and then she went, and I know she snitched on me.
Her voice, she sounds like she makes great
pancakes.
She's
from us. She's from the movie Get Out.
She knows how to make good biscuits for
Popeyes.
I
think you said good grape aid. I was like, what the fuck?
Nah. She sounds like she makes amazing chicken for Popeyes.
She can't.
She sounds like she's Louisiana fast.
Nigga, she might. Yo, she came limping out the bathroom because, you know, she like a small limp.
Don't limp out the bathroom in the gym.
She limped out. No. she's a cleaner girl, but she had like a bad leg.
Oh,
So she came limping out the gym, and I always used to occupy this little corner and train there. I didn't bother nobody. I used a 10-pound dumbbells, train these girls how to do, you know, functional movement. And she's like, how come I never see? She put her hands on her hip. How come I never see you train?
She gave you the SpongeBob?
Yo, yes, nigga. And I said, I said, it's all good, man. I'm just, you know, it's every time you catch me doing this, it's their set. And lo and behold, they started watching me slowly but surely. And this 6-foot Polish lady comes to me and starts blacking on me. And I'm like, yo, please. I said, please, y'all. I said, why can't this between me, you, like, between me, like, between us, between yeah. you and I don't want to hear it. She made an example out of me that day. I said, cancel my fucking $8 membership then, man. Get the fuck out of here.
And yeah, but why she gotta, why you gotta be a bitch?
She blacked on me, bro.
Why you gotta be a tall bitch? Tall Polish bitch.
She, oh, that's terrible. Don't say that.
I'm sorry. I'm the still
fucking,
depressed.
Some type of fucking community is gonna come after us. She actually
the Polish really, community.
Look, she did her job
what
though.
Do, throw cold cuts at us.
Oh, that's oh, I gotta get out of here. What the fuck is going on?
I'm sorry.
She did her job though. She did her
yeah,
job.
Yeah, but come on, man, don't be taking your job too seriously.
No,
bro.
I don't want her to black out. How about you say, hey, I'll pay you to train it. She snapped on me.
Yeah, but when you was at F-45 for 2 weeks, we didn't fucking like, you know.
No,
like,
we laughed about it. We laughed about it. Because she's a really good person. And
you can be a good person, but you still be a bitch.
I'm just too tall to be any. I can't be high.
It doesn't
nowhere.
Matter. Why you got to take your job too seriously? It's like when
that's
we go to McDonald's, right? And if I ordered $7,000 worth of shit, I would have been pretty fucking pissed if they would have gave me one fucking barbecue sauce for each fucking McChicken.
Yeah.
Dog. Come on, man. I'm spending $7,000. You can't just throw like 3 sauces in there?
They better send
why you gotta be so fucking stingy with the sauce?
They better send a barrel of sauce. I'll tell
yeah,
you
man.
That. Bro.
I'm just saying, like, don't be like that. Don't take your fucking job too seriously.
But that's how she got the job she has. She blacked on me. It's cool.
I feel like throwing a fucking
I was making good money
a
too.
Glazed ham at this bitch right now.
A glazed ham? Yo, all these meat references.
Yes. Fuck that Polish bitch.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
God, holy
shit. I'm sorry.
Why
I'm
can't
sorry.
She just be a B-I-T-C-H?
Okay.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I did say she was a tall Polish lady and you ran with it.
Yeah.
She's a tall human being and she's a sweet
well,
lady.
Well, fuck that tall human being.
Except for that day she wasn't so sweet.
Well, she was sour.
She blacked her foot. I was like, yo, it was embarrassing. Like I said, we're both like this. I'm
yeah, I
tall,
bet you she was
tall.
Like pale.
She was pale.
She paled in comparison.
She's pale and had, yeah, she made me look dark.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Now, what if, now, I see? Now, if she would have called the cops, it would have been like a whole thing.
Hopefully, I would have known one of them because everybody I know becomes a cop.
Like, no, I understand that, but why you
hey,
gotta be like
what's
that?
Up, bro?
Why you take your job so seriously?
That's a good question.
That's what I'm saying. Don't
I love
do
her,
that.
Though. She's good. She's cool. All
right.
But she just embarrassed me.
I still would hit her with a fucking glazed turkey.
The whole
though.
Gym stopped.
Like, I'll hit
turkey.
Her with a boar's head.
All right, guys. I have nothing. Listen.
I'm sorry. I hope you guys aren't depressing. I'm kidding. Kidding.
All right, you guys can come out now.
I'm already canceled. It's cool. Oh,
fuck. If anything, get more subscribed to now. But then go ahead.
They're going
to
unsubscribe now, but it's cool. So when I was really high that week, right, on top of me figuring out, like, about my life and, like, you know, my mental state. Of course, you know when you look at something, like when you do homework or you're doing research and then you're on the internet and then you get distracted from researching what you're supposed to research and then you're just fucking in a wormhole doing shit you're not supposed to be doing?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I always get fucking... Yeah. Episode 1 is right here. We'll watch it later.
Yes, send that to me.
I can't fucking wait. I actually paid for that.
So, fucking... I got really high. And one thing about me is when I get really high... is that I start researching things that don't make any sense. So one of the things, I screenshot this to you yesterday, and I realized that as a kid, I ate ass.
Oh, this shit.
Yes. Have you ate ass before then? In theory.
In theory?
Yes.
Unfortunately, I fucking was forced to.
The fuck?
That soft serve ass?
Please get to the fucking...
No, I just want to say.
People probably like, yo, what the fuck? Because
it's not like Breyers, right? Ben and Jerry ass?
Oh.
Just think about it.
Haagen-Dazs?
Nigga. Wait, what else? Talenti. What other...
Nah, Talenti's sorbet.
What?
Isn't that sorbet?
Isn't that another form of ass? Because it's still the flavor.
No. Can I say it?
What's the flavor that we're talking about? It's not the ice cream.
Yeah.
So
I don't think there's vanilla in that. And I looked up vegan. I looked up vegan vanilla. It still had fucking beaver ass in that motherfucker. Like,
so you ate vegan ass before?
That shit made no sense.
Was that shit so delicious? Isn't that the name of a brand? That ass was so delicious.
God.
What the fuck, man? So what I looked up was where does vanilla come from? So the secretions of beaver ass is the flavor in which vanilla.
What man? I'm about to ask, like, what man turned the beaver upside down and said, "We're gonna call this vanilla"?
A Polish woman.
That's fuck. I can't, yo. Guys, I'm out of here. Yo.
What?
Leave her alone.
No, fuck that. Don't call me out on my shit. Probably from the Caucasus Islands somewhere.
Not to
offend any of our Caucasus listeners, because we love y'all. Yeah. But, you know, we're here for jokes. But yeah, man, I was thoroughly upset when I learned that I ate ass as a kid. And it's funny enough, that is my favorite flavor of ice cream.
Yeah, you've been eating a lot of ass, huh?
Yes.
I just like groceries. Fucking
play this shit.
Flip the beaver over and was like, yo, you know what? We're gonna call this vanilla.
The fire's still going.
I would have went to a random tree, a fucking tree bark. I would have tested out plants. But no. Beaver, you go to a fucking dam and you fucking scrape a beaver's fucking asshole and declare
it
vanilla.
Throw that ass in a circle.
I love that song, by the way. Throw that ass in the sand.
I met that guy before.
Ty Dolla?
No. The original.
Pusha T?
No. Lil Ronnie. I'll play it. All right. He's my guy. He's really nice.
Somebody hit me on Instagram message. It's never good.
Nothing comes from good from IG, right?
No. Some girl threw a random thumbs up to see if I see something.
We gonna stop the fire for a second. It's my shit.
Throw that ass in a circle. This a bop. Throw that
ass
in a circle.
You only one
dance you can
do is
yeah.
You know, I just realized, wait. You know what one of my favorite cartoons was as a kid?
Two Angry Beavers, huh? You fuck. That's a funny ass cartoon, bro. They were random as hell. Two little furry fuzzy fucks just getting into mad shit. That era of cartoon is fire, bro. We had a lot of cat dogs.
I ate ass as a kid, Shane.
My boy fucked up forever now.
Is that bestiality?
We all ate ass.
How many people are listening to this right now and be like, what the fuck? You ruined vanilla for me.
I'm still going to get some Ben.
So now, when people say, like, in the NFL, like, that's a vanilla offense they're running.
That's an ass offense.
It makes sense. The shit is written right there. It was under our fucking nose.
Why, bro?
I was too afraid to ask where chocolate came from.
Chocolate.
Because there's chocolates.
Yo, but there's a vanilla plant.
Vanilla wafers?
Oh, come on, bro. Yo, there's a vanilla plant out there, bro. Vanilla bean.
Nillas.
Nah.
The cookies.
Nigga.
You don't like Nillas?
Nigga. Vanilla bean is different, bro. I'm going to try to debunk. This is bad, son.
Wait. Because when I like my coffee, I like French vanilla.
Yeah.
So do I like a French beaver's ass?
You're a classy man. What about Madagascar fucking vanilla beans?
Yeah, but that's not where they got it from now, did they?
I'm just eating beaver ass. You can't go get some beans. You really got to go take an animal that's in the opossum
family. I took
the
Madagascar vanilla beans and threw it over the fire. That's why there's no fire in the background anymore.
They bring this out.
Yeah, I just yo, fuck, bro.
What the fuck is... Why is vanilla beans so expensive? That's the reason why these beaver ass, because it's expensive.
Oh, because it's inexpensive. It's like lab testing the rats. So they just take the beavers and, like, you know,
turn it over and they scrape it with a butt.
So it's like Wally and the Beave.
Nasty, nigga. Check this shit out.
It's bad that I could do this all day.
Yeah, you have so many puns.
It's bad. I'm punny.
They're all intended.
Yes.
Now check this out. It takes 3 to 5 years for a vanilla orchard to reach maturation. Vanilla orchards produce a dark brown seed pod that is soaked in concentrated alcohol to produce what we know and love as vanilla extract. But it takes 3 to 5 years, so they can't pump out all the ice cream. So they go bother the fucking beavers. Like, what,
3 to 5 minutes?
Well, you gotta chase them. It takes 2-3 hours.
Well, you call of the Wild Man.
Dan the Wild Man?
Nah, you never seen that show? Turtle Man?
Oh, my man that be putting his hand on the shit and pulls out rodents and shit.
Oh yeah. What if they get Duck Dynasty niggas to just like, they look like the type of niggas that would just grab.
They might smell like vanilla. Now that I think about it.
So what do you think vanilla incense, like, is that like beaver ass on sticks?
Hey, my man, he burning that beaver. Somebody mad country, my man, he burning that beaver down. I'm like, what the fuck you talking about? That vanilla. I'm like, yo.
Oh my God.
That's bad, son. That there's no correlation.
So like when you buy like cigarillos and they have vanilla, like, are you smoking on a pack of beaver ass?
I've never done that, so yeah. I'm just all asking. My niggas that was smoking those vanilla blacks.
And then sharing that shit because y'all passing it. Y'all doing a cipher of vanilla. Oh my God.
A fucking porno in front of everybody's face. Bro, I'm confused. There's no direct correlation between vanilla and beaver ass. Where's the correlation?
I just want to say that this podcast can take you anywhere.
I just want to say that.
And this is how we top the last greatest episode we've ever had.
I just want to laugh at the fact you got so high. You fucking researched where vanilla
comes from.
One
time I got really high and I Googled who General So was to figure out why is there General So's chicken.
Who was that guy?
He's like some guy from the army. He really liked some sort of food and they made them like some type his of own like... meal, and then it became like General Tso's chicken.
You ever go to the fucking Chinese spot with your homeboy? Yo, let me get that General Tso's.
No, like, people say General Tso's, and I'll be just looking at them like, whoa, that doesn't say Tso's.
General Tso's.
Or General Tso.
It sounds better than Tso.
Well, it's, the T is silent.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I used to think, remember I said it on the podcast before, I used to think karate was karate until I was like fucking 7 years old. I'm trying to get in that karate. Nigga's shit. Fucking
so yeah, let us know in the comment section if you ate ass before.
Y'all all ate ass. I don't give a fuck. Beaver ass too.
Yep.
We're all one with nature.
Mr. Softy coming around.
So I lied. I said I'll never eat ass. Hey, beaver ass. Fuck.
Ask,
man.
Yo, you gotta ask Brian if he ate ass before.
He I'm like I don't know. I don't know how he would answer that.
Cause I know he don't eat cake, but I know he eat ice cream.
He don't eat ice cream like that. He's a sorbet man.
But he's had vanilla before.
It's probably in there. Vanilla extract is, you're right. They flavor everything with vanilla extract. Why? Yeah. Why beaver ass? I'm so confused.
Oh, man.
What? Fuck it, bro. I'm not even going to rack my brain.
One of two things has got to happen. Either I got to stop getting high, or I got to stop getting high and fucking researching shit that doesn't make sense.
Now you got me fucked up, because I'm going to go get these Black Forest gummies after this shit. And I'm going to look for, it's going to say vanilla extract.
And what do you think what are they going to do? They're going to have beaver.
Bro, it's going to be hard. Bear, I'm going to store for like 20 bears.
So it's like animal incest. And then it's going to be double bestiality.
If somebody can film me, I'm just going to be there like this. I've already ate ass before. I might as well keep going.
Oh, yeah. You're already there.
Beaver ass. I hate people, bro. I don't hate everybody, but I hate.
Oh, somebody. I hate everybody. Yo, bro. I hate everybody. I like how we spent almost 15 minutes on beaver ass.
If anybody can tell me who the fuck, if they can point the person out that, if they can guess the race of person that flipped a beaver open and scraped off
I'll
vanilla
give you a
out
hint.
Their
I
ass.
I already said it earlier on the episode.
You know what you're going to get.
You get all the shirts.
You can wear a shirt while you're eating your fucking ass.
You'll get a shirt with vanilla ice cream.
You get a shirt bundle. Yes, with vanilla ice cream. And we'll sign it.
Yes.
We're going to sign it.
We'll talk to Ben and Jerry.
And Hog and Oz. And they're going to have a fucking KY jelly match.
Yo, what about the Neapolitan? Is that how you say it?
Neapolitan. I learned that from fucking white chicks. Remember the bit? I had two orders of Neapolitan.
So it is like a third of beaver ass in there.
Come on, bro. All right, I'm canceling this. All
right. Where do you want to start?
All right, yo, let's... I forgot. All right, so let's talk. Can we talk some hip hop news?
Yeah, we can talk about hip hop news before we wrap up with the poll that we had today. So you can read some off of your answers. I can read you the results I have on mine. So yes, let's talk some hip hop. Let's get off the beaver ass.
All right, yeah, please. In the word testes. All right, so If y'all know who the baby is, you know the baby and Danny Lay.
Oh, I got caught up on this today. Continue.
It's pretty bad, though.
I didn't even know they were together, and I didn't know she even had a kid.
I knew they were together, but I didn't know they had a kid. And as of recent, I thought they'd been broke up because she was on Instagram.
And I have a theory on this, so I'm definitely going to get this canceled. So go ahead.
So it says right here, the baby kicks baby mama and newborn child out of his house.
So wait, the baby kicked the baby out?
Yes, the baby kicked the baby out. While she was laying in bed with the baby, said, all right, y'all going to have to get up out of here. And she goes on a rant saying, you want to go ahead and fuck your other baby mama and all that. So that's some foul shit. I hope it's not true. But then he was on live, and she came out of nowhere. And he was like, you see why I have to call the police? Cause this is what I'm going through. He trying to play the victim now. The baby's been known for saying outlandish shit. So assuming because of his previous behavior, I believe that he did some dumb shit.
All right, so I have a totally different take on this.
This nigga dropped his album just now, too, so that's like fucking promotion. But why would you negatively promote yourself like that?
Well, go ahead. Negativity sells. Look how this podcast thrived off of me fucking pouring my heart out.
But your heart is going to be golden.
But what I'm saying is going to be as gold as that Sebring.
Oh, my God. On the way to go pick up
that's
some fucking beavers.
That's what you call a pun, ladies and gentlemen.
You mean I continue
the pun?
This
is why we're one of the best to fucking be unsigned.
I continue the pun, though.
Yes.
Says Golden Sebring that we drive to go pick up some beaver ass.
Ooh. That,
and make your mother's ice cream.
That's what New York City sounds like.
Let's be clear.
But, okay. So, from what I got in the video, because there was actually more shit that came out of that today.
I
guess, I don't know if his other baby mom was in there. There was another female in there. First of all, shout out to the baby for having an embroidery machine in the background.
Yeah, embroidery machine in the background?
Yes. Panama sent me the video, and then he pointed it out, and then I watched the video. I was like, look at that.
He's just making mad merch and shit.
Yes. Mad the baby merch. Buy some merch. Baby support merch. His kid.
Yeah,
kids.
Do that.
Anyway, and support the album, because he makes good music.
The album is pretty dope, but not fucking that, if that's true.
So, you know, I saw that he called the police, right? And I commend him for that. Because it could have went another way.
Physicality?
Well, I'm not going to say he killed somebody before, but...
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, like...
He's not afraid to use his gun.
He's not afraid to use force. He's a force to be reckoned with.
And he has legal...
So what I'm saying is like... As a man, like we need to take more before people shit on them on the internet. We should be more like in support of the fact that he actually went. Cause I'll tell you a quick story, and this is nothing about me kicking somebody out with a kid, but I'll give you a scenario with my ex. So we went out, and she got really drunk, and she was wilding, and it pissed me off. Had half a mind to just leave her there because I technically broke up with her at that time. No. This was the one, not...
Before. Okay.
Yeah. So, it didn't sit well with me to just leave her abandoned, drunk, in a city that she's not really familiar with and she's not even her own faculties.
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna hold you. I was kind of cheap to order a Uber because she would have been in my car. She would have threw up. And then I would have had to pay for it. Because she wound up throwing up in my car. And I was really, really fucking angry.
Yeah.
I feel like smacking the beaver ass out of her. I don't know
smacking
the
beaver
on.
Ass out of my phone. That shit's so wild.
I feel like smacking the vanilla out of her fucking pasty ass. Anyway, I don't put hands on women. But I got to the point that I got her in her house. Well, I got her to the house.
Yeah.
And she refused to get out of my car. And she was on something like, yo, you're coming upstairs. I'm trying to fuck. And I'm like, well, first of all, I don't like really fucking women that are inebriated like that.
Me neither. I'm not a fan of that.
I had another opportunity. This
if
is
we're
side-
drunk together, I'm not going to lie.
What
yeah.
happened?
If we're drunk together, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. If we're drunk together, then I'm sorry.
Oh, we're getting destroyed.
You're going to get this drunk dick. So there was another scenario to sidetrack where I've told you the story off air that this was a while ago.
Yeah.
I met a woman. We were out. She threw an event. She got really high. And I didn't feel comfortable with her driving home. And I have a rule. Like, you know, when I'm just out, like, you know, living my life, my single life, in quotation marks, that any female that comes into my house, like, you gonna get dick. I don't invite people. This is how I move. But it didn't sit well with me, like, leaving her, like, inebriated, driving to wherever the fuck she was going.
Yeah.
So, like, I set up shop where, like, yo, just sleep on the bed, be valid, wake up in the morning, and then leave.
If you wake up in the morning and you're sober and want to have sex, we can continue.
Yeah, but at that point, it was just kind of like, eh, like, nah. We'll table it, if anything. Because I had shit to do.
Okay, I was about to say.
Yeah, so that happened. And this is me being a decent guy.
That's me, yeah.
So to go back to this story, because this is how much this is the track record of decency of me, because I'm a piece of shit at heart, but I'm decent in between.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, you got your moments.
Yeah, so this girl refused to get out the car. And I'm like, I don't want to yank her out the car, because now it looks wild. Like, yo, first of all, you're white. And I'm in a neighborhood that I'm not really familiar with. It's like, and
Chris Brown and Rihanna right now.
Yeah, it just looks bad. So now I'm like, how the fuck am I going to get this white bitch out the car? And a police officer just so happened to roam the thing. And I'm like, oh, you don't want to get out the car? I'll be back. So I wave down the cop and I'm like, look, bro, I'm going to level with you. This girl's really drunk. And she lives right here. And she don't want to get out my car. And she's trying to get me the fuck. But but she's really drunk. I'm not trying. And he's like, I got you. And he got out the car. And then she gave me the whole, I fucking hate you. I don't want to fuck you anyway. You got a little ass dick.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, all right, perfect. Peace. And I bounced.
I'm going to be honest. Can I tell you how I would have handled that?
How?
You would have saw the pure athlete come out of you. Oh, yeah, we're going upstairs. Yeah, yeah. We'll fuck those stairs. Oh yeah, you know, as soon as you know, everybody gotta go to the bathroom, they get in their fucking house. I'm out.
Yeah, but I was just like,
athlete status, bro.
Cause she had already threw up in my car, so I wasn't trying to let that linger.
I
would've been
fucking pissed. Oh, she threw up already. I ain't trying to upset.
She threw up. And I told her, yo, if you're gonna throw up, let me know, I'll pull over.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, you fucking
fuck.
Can you use the words, can you use the C word here?
Yes.
You fucking cunt. I swear to fucking God.
Word, boy.
Yeah, man. Fucking was tight. I'm like, yo, like. But anyway, the purpose of the story was not so much to harp on the past, but the purpose of the story is the fact that I seeked, like, legal help in the form of, like, a police officer. So the fact that the baby did the same thing is, like, a commendable thing to do. Because if he wants someone removed from his property or from his area.
Yeah.
You're not going to forcefully do it.
Yeah, I'm not putting my hands on nobody.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so people are trashing him. And even if he did something stupid, the fact that, like, okay, cool. I may have done something stupid. Maybe I'm playing if I'm him. I cheated. Whatever. Whatever the situation is. Okay, I want to fuck my old baby moms. Whatever the case.
But bro, just to tell somebody to get out just like that, supposedly.
Okay, even if it's get out. First of all, it's my house.
She has a child with this man.
I understand what you're saying, but if the shit is already on like a rocky term,
yo, for the child, you have to.
So you're just gonna be unhappy
for a few seconds till she gets the shit together.
No, yeah, how about yo?
She has a kid with this man.
She has enough money that she could set up shop at a motel. But as fucked up as it sounds.
Nah, bro, I'm sorry, bro. When it comes to kids,
because high key, if it was my situation, I would have left.
Kids are innocent. That's what I'm saying. No, I would have left.
Yeah. But if he's not doing it and he wants it removed from his property, I commend him for the fact of him calling the police like, yo, like.
Oh, yeah, in that regard, but you have
But no one's talking about that.
You have a kid. That's the least important fucking point of the story.
No, to me, it's the most because
I called the cops and said, I got somebody removed from my property. Why did it have to get there in the first place?
Well, that's a lot of questions as to why things get to the way they are in the first place.
Yeah, that's the most important thing.
It's all about communication.
Yeah. All right, chill. You have my child. We have a child together. I will figure this out. Now, I'm not in the house to see why he wasn't that mad, but I don't give a fuck who you are. When a child is involved, you move differently.
No,
this is coming
I,
from
so
a parent,
I,
bro.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, as a person who has a checkered past, I commend him for, I may, like I said, he had the right intentions with the wrong way of handling it.
Yeah.
Granted, I probably would have left. I make millions and millions of dollars. You're posting videos of having $250,000 in cash. I probably would have went and took a drive to like, or me, I probably would have went to fucking.
I would have made sure her and my kid was straight, but Danny Lay has money.
I would have left her. I would have left her in my crib, and I would have went to fucking Skyway.
Oh God, bro! Anywhere but there, please, yo. You're right though. I would have left. I'm the man. I'll be okay.
But that's what I'm saying. Like that. That's all I'm trying to bring.
But don't call it a fucking.
Like, don't go to Skyway.
Don't go to Skyway, okay. Please, yeah. Nasty motherfucker.
But that's what I'm saying though. It's just the fact of like the fact that he went and called the police and tried to handle the situation in a correct manner of removing somebody from the property, which didn't matter because she wound up being there the next day anyway. Cause she was already in another video. And then he called some other guy, I guess that was his brother or his friend. Yeah. He's like, oh, cause then he wound up and saying that she was never his girl. And I'm sorry. I'm all for people.
A side piece or something like that, right?
I'm sorry. But for anyone who is messing with a side piece for ample amount of time, cause that one thing she did was post all the videos of like her and him like cuddled and being together.
And there's videos
of her and it's dated. She has the dates of like March 2020.
They were a notable couple out loud at one point.
I live under a rock.
Yeah, they were a couple. They were a thing out loud on Instagram and all that.
So, I don't know. Because I don't really follow.
Don't cut it.
That's what I'm saying. For me, I think it's bullshit. I think several things. I think A, he's over it.
Yeah.
And B, maybe because of the baby, she's maybe become intolerable, maybe from postpartum. That's maybe. Another thing people are not talking about.
Yeah.
And now, you know, I'm not giving him the out. But for him to say that wasn't his girl, that's a cop out. I think it's bullshit.
His track record is nuts, though.
Well, yeah, he does a lot of questionable shit. His track record is almost as good as mine.
Yeah. So I believe certain things like, all right, this nigga's very capable of doing that.
Oh, nah. But I do commend him not using violence.
Yeah, oh, no, 100%. He could have easily took it there.
But that's what I'm saying. So people need to. All right,
well, that's 1 point for him. Ding! He's losing fucking 1-10 now.
I mean, hey. I'd rather him be 1-10 and not use any force.
True.
Than to.
I guess a good point. It's a good point he has.
Yeah, man. I mean, hopefully, for the sake of the kid, they can like.
Hopefully, they can stay off the internet and just figure shit out.
They're not gonna stay off the internet. He just dropped an album. You said
it's bad publicity, though.
Look, I'm gonna tell you what Eazy-E said. Any publicity is good publicity.
I mean, I downloaded the album notice before that until I know the fucking. I'm a type of nigga. I broke all my R. Kelly CDs when I found that his fucking funky ass was doing dumb shit.
I ain't gonna hold you. I was listening to Step in the Name of Love earlier today.
I stepped in the Name of Love on that 12 play CD. That's the fuck I did. And I did it live on Zoom. And my brother said, you won't do it. And I did it. Fuck, I need to listen to
you. Broke
to
that shit like the Ray J Shades?
Yo. This is indestructible. Nah, I really broke the CD. I can't, bro. Like, if the baby. I mean, he ain't put his hands on nobody, but there's certain things, bro.
I was listening to Happy People while eating a gallon of fucking of ice
cream. Nasty.
Yeah, I'm a nasty man. But yeah, man, I don't condone what the baby did, but I do condone the fact that he's not using any physical force.
Yes, and I appreciate that.
For the sake of the child, I will say, I hope they can at least co-parent in a way that is healthy. Because, you know, like, now you're responsible for another person. In addition to the other people he's already responsible for.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have the greatest thing to, like, you know, lead by example with right now.
Yeah, he's
but little. I'm one to talk because I eat fucking vanilla ice cream and I have mental health problems.
Listening to R. Kelly at the same fucking time, yeah.
That's probably where my mental health... Maybe they put the medicine in the candy, so when they gave me the fucking
come on, bro.
So when they gave me the Ritalin, gave me a spoonful of vanilla ice cream.
Come on, bro.
You gotta make jokes of these things, man.
When we eat ass at grammar school, shit.
Yo, maybe Miss Kenny was feeding me.
Oh no, I don't even go there.
At Cordero, we believe. Every student will achieve.
Wow.
You gotta make jokes of these situations, man. I'm hurting on the inside, but I'm here to entertain, man. A little bit. I hope you find solace in my ignorance. And please know that any person I offend is strictly for jokes. Do not attack me.
It's cool to be in a room with this shit, guys.
It is, man. What, with that?
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh.
I'm going to be watching the Knicks game too at the same
time. Oh, who's winning?
On the low. The Knicks are losing by 8.
Who are they playing?
Indiana.
That's a good game.
Yeah.
We are like at the 54-minute mark, so let's try to run through this last
Oh, yeah. Let's read these answers.
Poll. I put up a poll this morning.
I'm fiending for gummy bears, but I think it has vanilla in it. Fuck, man.
I ruined it?
Yeah.
So, damn, this is an overwhelming response. I asked in a poll, can someone truly change? Do you believe in second chances? The poll is 90-10.
90-10, huh?
90% people say yes.
Oh, shit.
10% say no.
Those are the people that don't fucking... Let me see. I got...
How do you look at the poll graphics?
Well, you don't necessarily look at the poll graphics. You need to look at the questions people...
I did responses.
Yes.
Okay, so that's good. We both got both. All right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that's what I have to do it now from now on. I'll get percentages, you get responses, because people are going to respond more to you anyway.
What the fuck does that mean? No, it's not true. It's not true. All right, cool. So,
if you're feeling spicy, say their name. Another rule. From now on, like, you have to write anonymous if you don't want your name for being read.
So, should I read it since they don't know the rule yet?
No, don't read it now. You don't have to say their name now, but in the future.
All right, so I have
unless you're feeling spicy, say their name anyway.
I have a comment here. First one, it says, as much as I hate to say it, I actually do believe in second chances. Damn. Don't be getting
shit. Girl or guy? Just say girl or guy when you read
girl.
This.
Girl.
Okay.
Number two, female. Melissa, one of our listeners.
Okay, yeah.
Yes and yes.
Okay.
Number three, a female, my homegirl Gina, when I train with.
Okay.
I believe actions can change, but behavior cannot. These are all females, by the way.
Oh, God damn. I feel bad for me.
Next up, my cousin Keandra. Affect other people in a negative way.
Oh, man, I feel bad for myself. These doesn't sound good.
My cousin again. I believe people change when they want, when they are mature enough to realize their actions.
I'm making progress.
All right. This girl, another female. Yes and yes. Once you start giving third and fourth chances, they aren't changing. You are. I don't know if I'm making it to the third. Second. Second.
You got to give me the...
Another female. They change only if they really want to. Second chances, not anymore. Dan, at Team Dan Andre, we don't always meet the same person second time around. I kind of believe that.
I don't know, but if I meet a few exes,
I'm
still going to want to kick them right in the pussy.
The fucking beaver hole?
Yeah.
All
right,
Dan.
Right in the fucking beaver dam.
Right in the beaver dam. Dan, again, people can change if they choose to change. Sometimes they subconsciously go back to their old behaviors, though.
Yeah.
And last but not least, my homegirl Michelle. Yes, but only if they want to. It can't be based on anyone else's or for anyone else. That's true.
That's a fact.
Don't change for someone else. You got to truly want to change for yourself.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, that's good, though. That's actually good. Now, I have a question for you. Say, for instance, like Joe Budden's the king of toxic shit, right? So, in one of his songs, he said, yo, the way you met me is the way he is. Like, yo, if I want to go to the strip club, I'm like that. You met me that way.
Yeah, but I say that, too.
But I'm saying there's certain things that as a man, knowing going into a relationship, I should just cut it out, bro. I'm not changing. I'm actually just, I understand that it comes with like, look, if I'm doing all this crazy shit, I know my lady, if I love this lady for real, she's going to be NIDs for me being in strip clubs. There's certain changes I will make, especially if they have a negative effect on my behavior. That's spending money. Infidelity is always in the air, like in that regard. So I think if I'm going into a situation relationship, I know what changes as a man that should be made. I'm not saying for me, I don't go to strip club. I work at one, and I can give two fucks about any other club in the world, unless it's the Blue Flame in Atlanta. There's probably better ones, but other than that, there's certain things I know going into a relationship that I know doing my part that I would actually make an effort to change.
All right, so. What was the question again? So I can process my thought.
Can people change?
No, not that question. You said you had a question for me. You said Joe Budden is.
Oh, yeah. Would you? All right. So say if you have specific habits that single niggas do. Like, we do single niggas shit.
Uh-huh.
Would you continue some of those things if it would make your partner uneasy?
It depends what it is and what's the
strip club severe. I'm like, okay, right.
Well, that I could stop. But I will say this. Believe it or not, and this is a little secret I'm gonna let you guys in
on. Oh shit.
60 to 80% of men that go to strip clubs don't go for the women.
They go for the food and the pool?
They go to get business transactions done.
True. It's like playing golf.
Yes. That is exactly what it is.
I saw that happen with the dude that owns the gym. He brought a few people in suits in there.
Yes.
And they ended up getting lap dances at the bar. But
I mean, you're there because it's the environment. It's like me. Like, it's weird enough. There was a time that I would go to a bunch of strip clubs by myself.
Yeah.
I would order a 6-pack of Corona in the bucket. I would order a hookah. I would bring my laptop. And I would just listen to music, or it's funny because they have their music there.
Yeah.
But I'm listening to like beats. I'm writing. I'm fucking shopping. I'm literally in my own bubble. But because I like to be around women.
Yeah.
Where can you be around women? And it's just like, it's normal. A strip club.
Hey, daddy. Man, yo, listen, you're sitting on my laptop. Man.
I remember one time I was sitting. It was like a Wednesday. It was like a dead day, and it was like one of those little hole in the walls, like Squeeze or something. And
yeah, Squeeze.
I was sitting rest down, like a nice little corner, and I had my little bucket, and it was dead. So these women came to me, and by the time it was all done, none of the strippers were dancing. They were all sitting by my table talking about, like, philosophy.
Yo, that's funny. It reminded me of me and B, yo. I got into a political argument with a stripper the day before I graduated college. It was funny as hell. Like, B was like, get that bitch away from me. I was like, yeah, that's not even me. I had the worst hangover ever going up to that stage to get my diploma, bro. Holy, I smell like fucking apple juice and Hennessy, pure.
That is a disgusting concoction. Bad, yo. But it yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's a little secret. People automatically think like, yo, everyone's in the Miami room cramming.
Well, there's a lot going on there.
I mean, there's a lot going on there.
You know, I'm in the environment every fucking week.
Like I said, I personally would, if I'm in a relationship, that's not, a strip club is not something I'm like, like, you know, looking.
I hate when couples go. Like, you can't find something else to do, bro. You watching your girl. Like, I wouldn't feel comfortable my girl watching me get a lap dance by another female.
Yeah.
Like, there's some lines I'm not crossing. That's like smoking weed with your moms. There's certain things I won't do.
Kind of a little weird.
There's certain things I won't do. I love my mom to death. She can be my best friend. There's certain things I won't do. My girl, you're my best female friend, whatever the fuck. But I want to feel comfortable with you, like some, because my dick is going to get fucking, it's going to tingle. My dick going to get hard. I'm a fucking man. I got receptors on the head of it. Shit going to fucking move, man.
Yeah.
And you over here trying not to get hard, nigga, sweating like
so
this.
So my question is, you work at a strip club. Do you fight the urge?
It's so easy. I've been there so long, I can give two fucks about any woman in that building, bro.
Okay, so what if you're in a different building?
I won't go. It's hard, bro.
What if you work at a new site? Is what I'm saying.
Oh, I mean, I'm the new kid on the block. Every time a new bouncer goes in there, the female, nigga, the first fucking 2 months in there, I was fucking Hugh Hefner. But I wasn't having sex with none of the females. I was cool. The bartenders, I got jiggy with. Like one or two,
but
three.
But that's always the thing, the strippers versus bartenders.
The bartenders are really dope, man. Like, but this was like years apart. I don't shit where I eat or get sloppy and nothing too crazy. But nah, bro, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes when you're focused on the bread, self-control. But are the women beautiful? Absolutely. A lot of fake asses floating around. But they smell good. And some of them are pretty.
They smell like vanilla.
Oh, God.
And with that, tell them what you're going to play this week.
Oh, my God. All right. So I've been playing
aromatherapy of vanilla.
No, I'm not going to lie. Somebody straight up ripped the song that I put them on to, and them niggas ain't giving me credit, but it's cool. But it's a dude named, I found out his name is RMR, and it stands for rumor. And this dude wears masks purposely because he wants you to suspect his craft. He don't give a fuck what he look like. So the name of the song I'm going to play is Dealer. And this is fire, bro. Like, this dude is fucking so fire. The whole mask ideology, I gave B that idea because The Weeknd almost did that when he first came out. He didn't wear a mask, but he never put himself in his own videos. Fall in love with my music before you fall in love with what I look like. So this dude is a writer, singer, and a rapper. So here's a song called Dealer. All right. There's a remix with Future and Lil Baby, but I'm not going to. It's like 2 minutes into the song and it will be fucking canceled. So I'm going to play the regular one. And can I play 2 seconds of the other one? Oh, man. Shane put you on though. Shout out to Shy Knight. She put me on. She's actually a DJ. Holy shit, this is my shit in the speaker. You gotta see the video. The video puts in context. He could have seen his own reflection in the rear view being kidnapped by his girl. And here's the second one. Can you pronounce that? Nouveau Riche. Is that like Never Rich?
Pretty much, I guess.
In France? This shit is hard too. If y'all tune into my Insta story, I had it playing in the background. This is the song I put on. You got a song called Wealthy with Westside, Westside Gun 2. And I'm done. You gotta, yo, you gotta watch Dealer. Watch Dealer video. Watch the video. And shout out to Netflix for dropping a movie called The Harder They Fall, cause that shit was fire.
That's the shit.
That shit was good, yo.
Who's behind? Jay-Z is behind that, right?
Yeah, and he did a song with
No, but he's behind her. I think he oh fucking god.
Jay-Z and Kid Cudi have a song together.
That song is automatically 50% garbage.
Beaver ass? That shit, man, vanilla.
That Kid Cudi it is a beaver.
Yo, he's just doing too much, man. Fuck, bro.
Alright, so I'm gonna play this song for my baby. Because, you know, I'm soft and I'm pussy. And is what it is. And if you judge me, you could eat a beaver ass. It's called Put on a Smile by my nigga Silk Sonic. Oh, please Silk tell Sonic. Me if you heard this album.
Not yet.
Oh no, this is the best song on the album.
People, I'm hearing a lot of good things about it.
It's a really good album. So I'm dedicating this to her because I am pussy and I am soft.
Wait, so you back?
Oh, look at you, fellas. Take it from your Uncle Bootsy.
Ah, I didn't know that. Fuck right. You.
Tell her how you really feel.
Yes.
Tell her to follow you.
I am Shane Timberlake. TikTok, Instagram.
You know what the fuck this is.
Smooth beat ass.
Oh, you sprinkling the extra right on the boys. When I'm not with my friends, I ain't thinking about you. Oh, yeah, two fingers. I could pretend. Oh, song, man. Nah. I don't give a fuck if they take us down.
I can't wait for you to film me when we get off air.
Alright.
I should be a movie star. The way I play the part. Like everything's okay. Oh, now I turn up to the love of the party. Oh, now I'm not everybody. But it's all just me.
Make sure to get the Rusty's Choice.
Get yourself a nice can of Rusty's Choice. Light yourself a fat one. Sprinkle some vanilla extract on your Ezekiel bread. And have yourself a hell of a night. That's a nap. And stay by a tour.
Make sure that when you order, the Instacart is brought to you by Gold Sebring.
Make sure the man delivers it to Gold Sebring. Nigga, Rusty's Choice really had a top hat on, bro. That shit makes you cry all the time. Beefarino. God, help me.
Shout out to my Beefarine Queen.
Beefarine Queen, we see you out there, ma.